very warm welcome to your Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritatia. Today is Sunday, the 24th of July, 2022. It's time for us to celebrate the world's biggest singing competition.
This is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Cyprus.
1982.
Τίποτα δεν μένει, τίποτα δεν ζει. Όλα σβήνουν, χάνονται σαν ήλιο, σαν βροχή. Μα πάνω από σένα, πάνω από μένα, πάνω από όλα υπάρχει μόνο η αγάπη. Μόνο η αγάπη, μόνο η αγάπη. Και εσύ κάθε στιγμή. Κλείνες τα μάτια σου, δεν θα θέλες να δεις. Μα πίσω απ' τα λάθη, τα ανθρώπινα πάθη. Πάνω απ' όλα υπάρχει μόνο η αγάπη. Μόνο η αγάπη, μόνο η αγάπη. Κι εσύ κάθε στιγμή.
Beautiful tones of Anna Vichy representing the beautiful island country of Cyprus. And that was back in 1982 in the Harrogate Conference Centre, yes, in Yorkshire. Hosted by the wonderful Jan Leeming. She was much less severe than Angela Rippon back in 1977. Oh. You know, you remember Katie Boyle had that that sense of charm, and her linguistical talents were beautifully on show whenever Katie Boyle hosted Eurovision. I mean, Angela Rippon did fine, but she just looked like angry and not wanting to be there. I mean, to be fair, it was in the middle of a BBC strike where the, well, not the producers, but it was like more the cameramen and women and a few of the other productionists that were making the show were actually on strike. It was 1977, so I guess it's no surprise. But yes, Anna Vichy was singing Mono Ya Papi. She came fifth with that, with 85 points. And that was only the second time that Cyprus participated in the Eurovision Song Contest, and they came fifth. It was their best result And the year before, they ended up coming sixth, I remember rightly, I think. Yes, they did, with Monica from Ireland. So there's a bit of Cypriot love for you, don't you think? I think so. Right, let's move on to our next song, and it is a request from the lovely Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello, Robert. Wonderful to hear from you once again. And you have requested a song from this country, and I'm so chuffed to hear that you've picked this one, my friend, because it's a song that isn't played very often, let's face it. And I think it probably should be more often. So we're going to head over to
the Netherlands.
Yes. And the Netherlands is entry in
1978.
Indeed. Yes, we're going to Paris, France. And yes, the Netherlands. It's from The Harmony with the song "Tis Okay." This is a sweet song, really sweet song. I hope you like it, because it's, yeah, harmless songs. Most of Eurovision songs are, to be fair, aren't they? Yes, they are. So, ready to play. Very 70s, I'd say. Enjoy!
Thank you, God.
Sing, 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 little birdie, sing, sing, sing it.
There's a bird on a branch.
There's a branch on a tree.
There's a tree in the meadow, and that's where I long to be.
Meet that bird on a branch.
Meet that branch on a tree.
Meet that tree in the meadow, where you said you loved me. Sing, little birdie, sing your song, sing and help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above, sing a song of love.
There's a bird on a branch.
There's a branch on a tree.
Where we carved our initials, there for all the world to see.
Meet that bird on a branch.
Leave that branch on a tree.
Where we promised our true love for all eternity. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing, help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above. Sing a song of love.
When the years pass on by and we're with you and I.
And the bluebirds are singing their sweet love songs in the sky.
We will dream of that bird.
On a branch, on a tree.
And that tree in the meadow where you said you loved me. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing, help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above. Sing a song of love. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing, help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above.
Carr and Teddy Johnson there with the wonderful Sing Little Birdie that came second for the United Kingdom at the 1959 Eurovision Song Contest. Eventually won by the Netherlands with Teddy Scholten with A Beetje. A Beetje. Oh, sorry, sweet. So was that Sing Little Birdie. Gosh, it's only 1 minute 51 seconds. One of the shortest Eurovision songs of all time. But that was how music was. It didn't really matter about the length. And it doesn't really anyway. As long as it's not 3 minutes. Oh, dearie me. Right, okay. Time for another song. Yes, let's press on. And this time we're going to go and fly over to a country which is landlocked in the middle of another one.
San Marino.
Yes, and
2019.
Yes, it's time for that crazy man originally from Turkey representing San Marino. It's Sir Hat with a hat. And say na na. Na 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 na. This song is still technically the most successful Stan Marie's entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. Can you believe it?
You look sad and lonely. Is something wrong tonight? Why this rush to run away? Things will be all right. Just be strong and look at me. Hear me when I say. Who cares if we're out of love? It happens every day. All your dreams have gone away. No matter what you do. Love all colors of this life. And to yourself be true. Don't forget my number, call me anytime. I will always tell you life is beautiful and fine. Say na na na, on a dark deserted way. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. It's na na na, say na na na, say na na na. You're not alone, so stand up na na na. Be a hero, be the rainbow and sing na na na, say na na na. All your dreams have gone away, no matter what you do. Laugh all colors of this life and to yourself be true. Don't forget my number, call me anytime. Will always tell you life is beautiful and fine. Say na na na, on a dark disordered way. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. It's na na na, say na na na, say na na na. You're not alone, so stand up na na na. Be a hero, be the rainbow and sing na na na, say na na na. If you're feeling lonely,
if you're feeling lonely,
we can take it slowly,
we can take it slowly.
Think I'm going crazy,
think I'm going crazy.
Yes, I'm going crazy. We can all go crazy. Say na na na, and a dark desert place. Say na na na, there's a light for you that waits. It's na na na, say na na na. Na na na, you're not alone, so stand up, na na na. Be a hero,
will be the rainbow and sing na na na, say na na na, say na na na.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Austria.
1996. It's easy to tell.
Time in anything you do, you see reason, you see right.
There's thunder, lightning, tons of heavy rain.
It's still easy to tell
that you feel good.
People in the street are smiling at first sight. This is a thing you don't need no spark to ignite.
It's amazing, inspiring, obvious to all.
It's easy to tell
that you feel good.
Sing and shout.
That's what they do.
And everyone will help you out.
Helping me out too.
They hear it,
yeah.
Feel it,
wherever you may be.
It's easy to tell
that you feel good. That you feel good.
That you feel good.
That you feel good.
That you feel good. Problems melt like ice about fire.
With all the rocks in.
Join into the singing choir.
That's the way to win.
Feel like singing,
singing.
Feel like dancing,
dancing.
Easy living,
living.
Feel like
hugging people,
singing,
singing.
Dancing,
dancing, living. It's easy to tell that you feel good. Singing,
singing,
dancing,
dancing,
living,
living.
Hugging people,
singing, dancing,
living. It's easy to tell that you feel good. That you feel good, yeah.
You're not afraid of things to come. Bet these are not forever gone.
That you feel good, yeah.
Come on, sing and shout.
That you feel good, yeah.
Oh, there is no doubt.
That you feel good, yeah.
Singing, dancing,
hugging, yeah.
Living, preaching.
Incredible entry there from Austria in 1996. That came 10th, and that was George Nussbaum singing in an Austrian dialect there. So it's not completely in German. So there's some words and phrasings there which are not right in German. But that was the English version, That You Feel Good. I love that. Right, it's now time for Roberto Arutyunyan to enter the studio. How are you, Rob? Are you well?
I'm very well. Ooh, that's different. Music's gone lower.
So I've got faders, Rob.
That just reminds me of Austin Powers, that tune.
I guess it does a bit, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah. It reminds me of Top of the Pops, to be fair.
See Austin Powers going, hey, baby. And all I can do is voice a talk, I can't.
Oh, gravy, baby.
Gravy, baby.
Actually, we could do all sorts of ones, couldn't we? Mike Myers is just a talented boy.
Yes, he is. Although he's only really known for that, and...
Yeah.
What was the other film he did? Bill and Ted's Excellent... No, that was someone else's. Oh, I don't know. Wayne's World, that was it.
Oh, Wayne's World,
never
yes.
Seen that,
yeah.
But anyway, we've gone off on a tangent, as per usual. But I'm fine. I'm a bit tired, but I'm fine.
Well, we've had a busy weekend again, haven't we?
Always busy weekend. We've got a busy weekend next weekend. I don't think we have. We can have a quiet. Right. Kieran can massage my feet.
Robert, stop it. That's not appropriate on radio here on Forest FM.
Forest FM.
And Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. Kirsten. Leave Kirsten and Soren alone, Roberto. Girls. They're girls. Yes, she's a girl. Yes.
Sorry, Kieran does these really funny Irish things when he goes, girls.
I'm just pretending to be like Father Ted. Yeah. Well, not Father Ted. He never did it.
Oh, yes. The girls will be lovely forever.
Oh, the lovely girls competition. I can't believe they even did that. But
well, I think it was a spoof on itself, really, wasn't it?
You could say that. I think you could say that. Right then, Roberto, what time is it now for?
Robbie's random request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's random request.
I've got a cool little hat full of countries and a cool little hat full of years, and I mix and I match and I pick and I choose and I get a song eventually. So I'm going to pick a country first because that's this year's... this year's
you don't have to mention it everywhere.
Next year we thought we'd just have a hat full of all the singers from Eurovision, see if we can match them up with a year.
That won't work for like only for a few singers. Yes.
Well, no, just put every singer in there. Right. No. I have Estonia.
Oh, right, an Estonian entry. Okay. So technically they debuted in 1994, though they did have a 1993 entry, which went to their sort of the very first ever semi-final. But it was sort of like a newbies semi-final. Mm. So it wasn't quite the same thing. But pretty much they've been in every single year. They haven't really missed any year, except for 1995.
Okay.
So because they came second last with only 2 points.
Okay, so we don't in 94 then.
Oh, yeah, 94 would be lovely. I said 95.
Oh, sorry. I just picked 84, so that's not going to work.
Oh, Estonia were in the USSR.
2020, the year that wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, yes. Okay, well, we got Uku, haven't we? Got Uku, Saviste. I think it's Saviste with What Love Is.
This is the guy... Who did it with 2021 as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not remember which song was better. They were both pretty lackluster.
Aww.
I think 2021 was better. I seem to remember, actually.
Okay. Okay, well, it probably is. I don't know. Music is subjective, dear, isn't it?
Apart from Daphne and Celeste.
Oh, dear. I don't know if anybody watches WWE anymore, but one of the wrestlers started singing UGLY, You Ain't Got No Alibi, You Ugly. And I'm like, no. This is 2022. Comedy in wrestling needs to be better.
Oh, is that terrible? Were they British?
No, they're American.
Are they? Stands to reason.
They went viral in the States. One of them. Parasites, anyway. Anyway.
Oh.
Robert, yeah, they are.
We're going there in a few months' time. Best not... Oh, you mean Daphne and Celeste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you think I meant?
I thought you were talking about Americans.
No!
Estonia.
What is up with you? Sorry. Where did you get that idea from?
I'm tired.
2020.
Clearly. Here's Uku Saviste with What Love Is. I prefer this one, the 2021, personally. But then, again, music is subjective. And... not everybody's going to be the same, which is fine. Okay, Roberto, thank you very much.
Over and out.
How mysterious this life can be, full of beautiful surprises. I never really knew the man I thought was me. Dreams that I believed convinced my destiny. I was meant to be alone. But how can you know how a star looks if you've never looked at the sky? I couldn't have told you what blue is till I looked into your eyes. Or how soft the feel of a cloud is till I was touching your skin. The world is a wonder of wonders I'd never seen. I never imagined the power, I never imagined the need, I never imagined what love is. Now love is all I dream. How wonderful was the awakening. Now everything is a surprise.
Savista representing Estonia in 2020 with What Love Is. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM. We're also on Swift Radio UK Eurovision channel. And also, you can find our show and previous shows on Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. And you'll find us there. All of the details that I've just listed off, certainly if you're behind the car, behind the wheel of a car, don't be behind a car, because you never know, it might reverse. Don't do that. don't do that. No. Act responsibly now. You can find everything on our website, is what I'm going to say, and I've said. So, yes, please do go to our website, www.escshowcase.com. Everything is there. Right, so let's move on to a new single from a Eurovision artist. Right, we're staying relatively close to home. We're hopping over Le Manche, the English Channel, over to La France. Barbara Pravi, she came second at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest with the beautiful song Voila. And she has released a brand new single, and it's called 365. Or it would be Dix Cinq. My hundreds, and then my hundreds I could do because it's like un cent, deux cent. But when it comes to like the 60s and the 50s, yeah, that's where it gets very confusing for me, anyway, at least. That's what I need to work on. So it's 365, and here is the wonderful, beautiful Barbara Pravi with 365.
J'ai changé de maison, j'ai même changé de vie. Mon cœur s'est rempli des vibrations de la scène. Je me suis essoufflée de lumière et de bruit. Et j'ai beaucoup pleuré de joie, pas que de peine. J'ai découvert la peur de ne pas être assez bien. Dans le regard des autres, puis aussi dans le mien. Je me suis sentie seule, parfois j'ai perdu le sens. J'ai chanté la lumière, j'ai chanté le silence.
Je ne compte pas les nuits où j'ai parlé aux anges. Comme j'ai aimé, comme j'ai ri et comme j'ai été. 365 jours pour un tour de soleil. Et moi pendant ce temps j'ai fait ce que j'ai pu. Pour le reste j'ai le temps, pour le reste j'apprendrai. 365 jours pour j'espère des années. J'ai appris
appris à me rire des codes et des usages. J'ai perdu des amis, laissé fuir leur visage. J'ai appris l'importance de respecter mes lignes. Je me suis fait confiance et me suis sentie digne. J'ai navigué à vue dans une mer cruelle. J'ai vraiment fait de mon mieux pour me rester fidèle. Oui, j'ai fait des erreurs, pleines de convictions. Mais je préfère le risque à la même chanson. Car moi, tout ce que je le fais de tout mon être. J'ouvre mes bras à l'après. Pour tout ce qui m'attend, je suis prête. Faut 365 jours pour un tour de soleil. Et moi, pendant ce temps, j'ai fait ce que j'ai pu. Pour le reste, j'ai le temps, oui. Pour le reste, j'apprendrai. 365 jours pour, j'espère, des années.
Ravi, representing France in 2021, and that is her brand new single, 365, right here on the Eurovision Showcase.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Okay, so the second edition of Benidorm Fest will take place, obviously, next year, 2023. And they have been, and it will feature, basically, three galas, or three semi-finals, basically. January the 31st, February the 2nd, and February the 4th. Yeah, so it's been confirmed that RTVE, the Spanish national broadcaster, confirmed their plans for Eurovision 2023. Yes, there's going to be some slight changes to the format too, which basically the broadcaster RTVE ruled out any possible changes to the process. And across all three shows, the voting will consist of a professional jury, 50%, the demoscopic jury of 25%, and public televoting of 25%. We know what Europe thinks of us. And we want to know what Europe thinks of us, as the head of delegation of Spain, Eva Mora. I'm not sure if the Spanish fans are going to necessarily appreciate that, that the voting is still sort of staying the same. But we'll have to wait and see for that. There's a brand new single also released from Spain's representative in 2020 and 2021, and also Malta's entrant in 2022. Yes, Emma Muscat and Balaz Canto have released a brand new single release. It's called La Tresea Lungina. And basically, Emma Muscat hasn't been taking any time off since she participated in the second semi-final. And this Monday, they were all pleasantly surprised, weren't we, that the news of the collaboration between Muscat and Balaz Canto has been released. And it's the sort of same language as, basically, the song is called the same language, La Tresa Lungina. It's been promoted on Instagram, and obviously you can listen to it on YouTube, but also on your favourite streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, we are The Rook from Lithuania.
And this is our song, Discotheque.
Enjoy!
Hello, my name is David Freyr from Iceland, and this is my song, 10 Years. Enjoy.
I'm Sinead from San Marino, and this is my song Adrenalina. Enjoy!
Hot spot, hot girl, have you seen her? We up in smoke, fireworks, adrenaline.
Iceland 2010.
I know you have the special.
Amazing. Hedda Bjork there with Je ne sais quoi, representing Iceland in 2010. I think it came second in the first semi-final, if I remember rightly. But then when it got to the grand final, it finished at 17th place, which is just bizarre to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. Righty-ho, Nate Marino, we're going to stay in Scandinavia, and we're going to have a request, our second request of the evening, and it's time for Javier Leal from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to make his entrance to the show. And Javier, thank you very much for this, and it's wonderful to hear from you, obviously, as always. He has said that he would like to request Good Morning by Sweets and Chips, which is the same as Chips, and had that hit on the Eurovision stage in 1982 for Sweden. But the year before, they competed in Melodifestivalen with the song God Morgon, which means Good Morning. And that was their 1981 Melfest Melodifestivalen entry. Yes. So, and Javier has said that there's an English version, but I think I've only managed to find the Swedish version, which I think probably is even better. And it's interesting to listen to more, I think, which is very important, I think. So, whatever version I've got here with you, it's here. So, whatever it will be, it could be English, it could be in Swedish. So, here it is, God morgon, which means good morning in Swedish. And here is Kiki Danielsson and Elisabeth Andreasen with God morgon.
Ta leta fram.
How wonderful was that? Good morning from Chips. I hope, Javier, you don't mind me playing the Swedish version. I thought, why not? It's not every day you hear a Swedish on a British radio station, do you really? Let's face it. Which makes it even better, I think. Let me know what you think. All of our details to contact us are on our website, escshowcase.com. Find us on Twitter at escshowcase. And also our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, it's now time for the best of the rest. Yes. Now, I apologise. I haven't got my little jingle up that I've been having recently because I wanted to change it up a little bit, to be fair. Honestly, that's all it is. So I would like to go and show you a song also from Sweden, which was in their national final of 1988. Yes, so Melody Festivalen 1988. This is an absolute classic, and I adore. I hope you do too. It's cheesy, it's bubbly, and that's all that makes sense in my life anyway. So here is... It's Lotta Enberg and Triple Touch with the song 100%. Enjoy. Wasn't that wonderful? Lotta Enberg and Triple Touch with 100%. And that came third in the Swedish National Final Melody Festivalen of 1988, which I must admit is completely star-studded. I thought it was amazing, that National Final, all the way back in 1988. It was eventually won by Tommy Fremberg, went to Dublin and sang the song Stad I Ljus. And he ended up coming 12th, I believe, which he deserved much better, I think. Right, it's now time for a little bit of this. We're going to go to the, I think it is going to be...
the United Kingdom.
Yes, of course it is. And it's going to be the year of...
2008.
Yes, this is a request for Richard Down in Ferndown. Yes, he's requested Andy Abraham, Even If the UK, 2008. And it is the Manhattan Sync remix radio edit. Yeah, this is funky. And I hope you like it. I do. It's really good. Better than the original. And when we come back, it's time for Live and Kicking. Oh, yes.
Fascinated, no, I ain't running all over town. I feel so intoxicated, I'm struggling to keep my feet on the ground. I'm not playing, girl, this ain't no game at all. And for the first time, I'm not looking for.
As your reality cures me, your loving takes a hold. I'm barely in control. I'm not pretending, girl, that ain't what's going on. There's no room for lies and no room at all. So come here, baby, listen to me.
Manhattan Sync remix radio edit of Even If the United Kingdom 2008. Oh yes, there we are. I got it right eventually, didn't I? Right, it's time for Live and Kicking, my favorite part of the show. Now we're heading over to this country and year. Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, yes. Ah, oh, gets it ready.
1988.
Yeah, it's incredibly right. And we're going over to...
Israel.
Yes, I was spurred on by Chips and a Triple Touch, of course. So we're going to hear the song for Israel in 1988. It's Yardina Arazi with Ben Adam, live from the RDS. So So beautiful, this. Oh, fantastic stuff. I can't speak Dutch, don't know about you. So yes, there's an incredible story behind this, and basically the beautiful woman Jadina Razzi, she was initially approached to compete in Ireland, so she consulted her psychic. And she was very superstitious and wanted to be sure if it was going to be the right thing to do. But her psychic set informed her that the song drawn ninth would win the 1988 contest, which it did end up happening. And it was the slot of Israel, who was due to perform in and following the Netherlands and preceding Switzerland. Now, she agreed to it, but it only moved up to perform eighth following the withdrawal of Cyprus that year. Yes, and it had been drawn, and Cyprus were drawn to be second. So Switzerland, who were now performing in ninth, did in fact win. It was Celine Dion with the Parti Pas Sans Moi. So you see, so it just makes sort of like, you think, oh dear. However, Yarazi was reportedly still in high spirits during her week in Dublin, and Israel left with a very satisfactory 7th place. Excuse me. And yes, they did. They got 10 points from Belgium, France, Portugal, and Switzerland. Then the United Kingdom gave it 4 points, you know, and then we've got points almost from everybody. So that is your Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Uri-Tussiet. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday evening.
Get in touch with us and send us a request. For details, head over to our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Indeed. So make sure you get in contact with us. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Ravi de saint Vislat. Dobitenye. Gognat. And adios. I'll see you next Sunday, 5 p.m. Forest FM. And I'll leave you with the capable hands of the Dave Lewin Radio Show. Toodaloo.